Siguro yung mga kabataan ay hindi lang sa hindi nila itatago kundi ipagmamalaki nila na yung kabataan ng kanilang gulang at may dahilan sapagkat ang kabataan ay pinagdaraanan natin bilang it represents energy, it represents idealism and so many other positive things as far as youth are concerned. At gusto ko rin gamitin ang panahon na ito, especially as fresh pa ang taon, na kausapin more directly yung ating mga kabataan that we are using here two keywords as far as the youth are concerned. Yung unang word na ginamit natin last week is opportunity. Youth is opportunity, especially as we think of the many privileges that young people today have. Siyempre, pinaalala sa akin nung nakaraang linggo na bawat generation naman ng young people ay meron silang mga special privileges hindi naranasan ng kanilang seniors at ganun din ang mga young people ngayon. Totoo yan, but on the other hand, there really are developments as far as technology is concerned, as far as communications are concerned. Maraming mga developments ngayon na ine-enjoy ng youth na hindi naranasan ng mga nakalipas in terms of freedom, in terms of technology, in terms of success that comes early. At kaya, however, with the opportunities, sinabi ko na they are not unmixed blessings. With the opportunities, when we fail to make use of those opportunities, ay madali naman na ang opportunity ay maging pabigat, maging dahilan na lalong mapalayo sa mga talagang pagkakataon natin. And so I reminded the young people that the youth, time for the youth is also running fast. Opportunity can be lost. And gaya nung awit na time, like an ever-rolling stream, bears all its sons away. Once it runs, it doesn't come back. Hindi babalik ang oportunidad na yan. Kaya isang ipinaalala ko ay the faith, meaning the Christian faith, is not there to spoil your privileges, but to sanctify. Hindi nariyan yung pananampalataya. Minsan, young people take that as a threat to their enjoyment. Hindi threat, hindi banta sa kasayahan ng mga kabataan ang pananampalataya bagkus ito ay nagpapabanal ng ikagagalak natin sa buhay. And the Christian life is not a morose life. Hindi may maraming mga maling larawan ang mga tao tungkol sa buhay Kristiyano, lalo na the Reformed type, the Puritan type. They think the Puritans were those who were against joy and happiness, and nothing could be further from the truth. Kung alamin natin yung buhay ng mga Puritans noon, eh, mga masayahin silang tao. They loved to dance, they loved yung mga salo-salo, at they enjoyed life. And it is from the Puritans we got the Westminster Confession, including the Shorter Catechism, which begins, thus, what is the chief end of man? Sagutin nyo. The chief end of man? Glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Kaya nakatatak sa Reformed faith, sa Puritan idealism ng buhay Kristiyano, yung mag-enjoy ng buhay. So let me tell the young people, the faith is not a threat to the enjoyment of life. Of course, there is, it's as anywhere else, sinful enjoyment. And that's where the faith can be a threat, but it is not a threat to enjoyment per se. Ito ay nagsasanctify ng enjoyment. Gayun na rin yung church. Again, parang isip ng mga kabataan, church is an adult thing. And again, nothing could be further from the truth. Makikita nyo sa mga letters ni Paul na ina-address niya yung iba't ibang age groups. Ganun din sa letter ni John. Mapapansin yung sinabi niya sa kanyang letter pag-address niya sa kanyang mga sinulatan, fathers, young men, little children. So in other words, again, all age brackets are addressed sa mixed group ng church. And again, the church will not strain your potentials. Rather, the church will fellowship your potentials with the saints. Kaya huwag nating tingnan yung pananampalataya man, iglesia man, na parang banta sa inyong pagiging kabataan. However, youth is that stage of life. And this is where I use the second keyword. Last week, the keyword is opportunity. Now, the key word is temporary. Youth is temporary. I'll never forget the comparison ng narinig kong mangangaral na sinabi niya, tingnan niyo ang buhay na parang 1 week. Each decade represents one day. Let's say, first 10 years, let that be your Monday. 11 to 20, your Tuesday. So, si Nestor ay, Thursday na. Mag-Friday na. Well, anyway, the point is, meron niyang biblical basis yung sinabi ni Moses in Psalm 90, normally 70, and if by reason of strength you go beyond, but that's rare even sa ating panahon. So, youth is that stage of life that is fastest to pass. It is so fast. I can remember my youth and it went so fast. Nasa head ng inyong handout ang Ecclesiastes 11, 9, and 10. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth. Let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. But know that for all this, God will bring you into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. Tatanda nyo sa ating series, anong ibig sabihin ng vanity? And one of the most important keywords in understanding Ecclesiastes, yung vanity, maraming translation ginamit nila, meaningless, hindi meaningless, ang ibig sabihin ng vanity. And youth is not meaningless. It is a very meaningful stage of life. But vanity means brevity. It's very brief. At napakaikli. Kaya pag minsan iniisip ng mga kabataan, tagal-tagal pa yan. Hindi matagal yan. Very soon, it will come. And the youth stage is the fastest to pass. Madaling mawala yung sense of brevity ng youth because of two things in the present life. One is the longevity of life expectancy. Yung kahabaan na ng life expectancy, alam ba ninyo, 19th or even going further, 18th century, life expectancy was at 40. 40 because maraming sakit ang wala pang lunas noon. Especially infection, kapag nagkaroon ng infection, simple infections today, we treat with antibiotics. So, nung matuklasan yan, kailan ba natuklasan yung unang antibiotic, 1927, by Alexander Fleming, penicillin. But before that, once tamaan ka ng infection, you're almost a goner. So, life expectancy was 40 because of disease. Ang karamihang cause of death ay disease. Well, ngayon, marami na ang natural death, marami na ang tumatanda. And because of longevity, madaling isipin na, matagal pa yan, especially when you are in your youth. And expectation of a longer life easily dulls the sense of urgency. Kasi mahaba pa nga, hindi kagaya ng mga nakalipas na mga centuries. People were afraid of dying at 40. By disease, and ganun din, mababasa nyo sa mga ancient literature of person who died of consumption. Ang ibig sabihin po ng consumption ay TB. Pag tinamaan ka ng TB noon, you're almost waiting for death. Again, walang lunas. Tayo, may mga simple na lang yan. Mga sakit at asahan nating gumaling at tayo ay hahaba ang buhay. So, we are in a period of life where life expectancy is much longer at inaasahan natin na tayo'y tumanda. We expect to grow old. And if we die, most likely it will be by natural death, by aging. And that dulls the sense of urgency. At kayo mga young people, madali ito mangyari. Inaasahan nyo na matagal pa yan. But whoever knows. And besides, even then, isang dahilan pa ay the variety of life alternatives. Noon, ang buhay ng tao ay mahahati mo sa bahay, bukid, balik sa bahay, paglinggo, simbahan. paglunes, bahay-bukid, o kaya bahay-dagat. Yun lang ang kanilang alternative. At paminsan-minsan, syempre, may mga community gatherings and celebrations. And that's it. Well, today, you have a lot of alternatives, choices. Pwede ka magbago ng career midstream. At kung hindi mo nagustuhan yung trabaho mo ngayon, magbago ka muna. At again, there's a lot of variety. And ganun din ang mga pleasures, a lot of variety that was not a choice before. And the selection, therefore, of more challenges, more pleasures, avoids focus. Yung isa, it dulls urgency. Eto, alternatives, avoid a focus of life. Wala kang tinitingnan na ito nang magiging vocation ko buong buhay. Ganito na ako. So when I was at 20, I was a pastor. At kagaya ni Nestor na pushing towards 50, I'm still a pastor. No choice. I mean, that's the vocation. Well, for you young people, there are so many choices. And what it does ay nawawala kuminsan yung focus na ang isang napakahalagang focus ay what would you do for God? How do you live for God? Now, let me cite three ways of deceptions that snare the thinking of young people about their opportunity now. Whether stated or not, madali itong dumaya ng akala, ng isip ng mga tao. Yung unang-una ay yung kaisipan na, well, it makes no difference at what stage of life one begins to give his life to Christ. I mean, does it really make any difference at what age I become a Christian? Does it matter if I become a Christian in my 20s or 30s and 40s? Isn't the grace of God open to all age brackets? So does it matter if I become a Christian now or if I choose to delay my becoming a Christian? Now, this deception can come in two forms, which both of which sound plausible. You know, parang okay namang pakinggan. Yung una ay yung... So, ang idea rito ay delay. One is argued on the basis ng doctrine, predestination. Well, alam yung predestination, di ba? Naniniwala tayo na it's God who sovereignly chose whom He will save. And in fact, even the time of salvation is by God's disposition. And we who believe in God's sovereignty, and naniniwala tayo rin, it's God who calls, and we cannot even respond to the gospel until such time that God calls. And again, that is true. We believe that, we hold that as dear doctrine. Yung sinabi kay Lydia, tungkol kay Lydia, Acts 16:14, whose heart the Lord opened, that she heeded to the things that Paul was preaching. Kaya nakasalalay sa pagtawag ng Diyos. Ngayon, ang magiging argumento nila ay, well, kung hindi pa ako tatawagin ng Diyos sa panahon ng aking kabataan, wala akong magagawa. Yan ay nasa soberanong pagpapasya ng Diyos. It's a matter of predestination, so I leave that to God. Now you see, it sounds plausible and it even seems to respect the doctrine of predestination, but that is the old age na confusion between sovereignty of God and responsibility of man. Pagdating sa desisyon natin na lumapit sa Diyos, tanggapin ang Ebanghelyo, huwag natin itong gawing matter of God's sovereignty na hintayin ko na lang when God sovereignly calls me. It's a very dangerous, even though it sounds so plausible. Ito ay mapanganib na proposisyon. This matter of salvation, conversion, is our responsibility to heed. Ito ay responsibilidad natin na tugunin. Huwag nating gamitin ang pagkasoberano ng Diyos sapagkat pagdating sa tawag ng Ebanghelyo, the time to receive the gospel offer is always at the point it is heard. Hebrews 3:7, today, while it is called today, harden not your heart. Habang tinatawag ng ngayon, huwag mong papagmatigasin ang iyong puso. And that's a matter of responsibility. In other words, kapag narinig mo, at gamitin mo yung pagkasoberano ng Diyos para huwag tugunin, ginagamit mo pa ang doktrina sa pagmamatigas ng puso. And that's a very dangerous thing. Kaya kung narinig mo ngayon, huwag mong i-delay, and don't use doctrine, don't use God's sovereignty as a pretext. Huwag natin gamitin ang pagkasoberano ng Diyos para iantala ang panawagan ng ebanghelyo. Of course, the gospel comes to different age brackets. Kaya gusto ko rin mangusap sa ating mga seniors. Kung sa inyong senior age, nakarating pa rin ang salita ng ebanghelyo, napakalaking pagpapala niyan. Para bang sa bandang late towards your life, hindi ka pinabayaan ng Diyos. Inabot ka pa rin niya, kaya wag yung mga nasa edad na, wag tayong magkaroon ng mentalidad gaya yung sinasabi ko kanina sa mensahe. Eh dito na ako pinanganak, ito nang kinagisnan ko, dito na ako lumaki, hindi naman ako pinabayaan ng Diyos. Eh ngayon ko lang narinig na ganyan pala ang ebanghelyo, ba't pa ako ngayon magbabago? Naku, wag po kayo ganyan mag-isip. Kung kayo'y nakarinig ng ebanghelyo sa inyong panahon ng senior years, napakalaking pagpapala ang ibinigay sa inyo ng Diyos. Binigyan kayo muli ng pagkakataon. Huwag ninyong palampasin. But let me say, for the young people, for the young ones, it carries added responsibility to hear the gospel so early in life. Eh, huwag mong isipin masyado pang maaga at ipapaubaya ko sa Diyos kung kailan sa mga susunod pang taon. No, don't delay. If you heard the gospel early in your life, it's a great privilege. It's a tremendous blessing. Yes, tremendous blessing to hear the gospel in your senior years, but a tremendous blessing with compounded responsibility and accountability kung marinig mo ng maaga. Sa buhay mo, huwag natin gamitin ng doktrina. Yung iba naman, ang gagamitin nila ay sincerity. So, from predestination, issue ng sincerity, hindi ba, it's a matter of the heart. Kaya, ang punto nila, it makes no difference. Should I decide to give my heart to Christ later in life? It is the state of the heart that matters, not the energy of the body. So suppose I give my life to Christ when I am no longer young, so the energy of the body is no longer there, but isn't the sincerity of the heart that matters? Well, take note that in the Scripture commends the energy of youth in serving God. Kung mga kinikilala ng kasulatan, yung energy ng kabataan sa paglilingkod sa Diyos. Proverbs 20 and verse 29. Sabi ay, the glory of young men is their strength. The splendor of old men is their gray head. Huwag na muna nating pag-usapan yung ikalawa. Ang pag-usapan, ang paksa natin ay, the glory of young men is their strength. There's something glorious about youthful energy. And alam niyo, through the years, I thank the Lord that He has, by His grace, retained in my heart such passion and zeal for the cause of God. It's there, undiminished. But I can sense the body can no longer match it. I mean, when I was in my 20s, I could go on and on as dictated by my zeal and my passion. Well, today, the zeal is still there, but the body doesn't match. Ano bang gusto kong gawin, andun yung kagustuhan, pero wala na yung energy. So, and the Lord is mindful of the capacity of the body. Yan ang sinabi niya sa kanyang mga alaga, tayo muna'y magpahinga. So the Lord is mindful of that. That is why there is something to commend the energy of youth. Huwag mo lang gawin ito, matter of sincerity. Yes, it is a matter of sincerity, but there is something to commend about the energy of the youth, which means that for as long as you have that energy in your young age, Napakagandang ito na yung panahon na ibigay mo ang sarili mo sa Panginoon at maglingkod sa Kanya. So to serve Christ early in youth means more time and more strength for Him. So ang binababala natin dito ay ito yung sin of procrastination. That is a sin. One of the classic sermons of Jonathan Edwards. Pag binanggit mga sermons si Jonathan Edwards, siguro ang agad-agad na iisip ng mga familiar ay Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. It's a classic. But he has another classic sermon, much less known, but I believe it should be a classic. Ang pamagat niya ay The Sin of Procrastination. And he used Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time for the days are evil. Tubusin mo ang panahon. Yung ginamit na salita ni Pablo doon ay yung salita para sa panic buying. Alam, kapag panic buying, kapag may sinabing darating na bagyo, ay mag-unahan ng mga tao na magbilihan para handa doon sa darating na bagyo, ay panic buy. Well, yan ang ginamit na salita ni Pablo, Ephesians 5:16. It's like there's coming judgment. Days are evil. So you better hurry and buy the opportunity now. And that's what I say to the young people. It's not just the judgment is coming, but older age is coming when there would be less energy, less strength. And I'm telling that to you as one who now feels that. And I'm appealing to you in your energy. Now is the time to come to God. In your energy, don't procrastinate. Procrastination is depending on the future time for today's duty. And I'm telling you, it is your duty now. It is your privilege now. It is your opportunity now. Do not delay. Proverbs 27:1, do not boast of tomorrow. Huwag kang maghambog ng pangkinabukasan. Kung ito ibinibigay na sa iyo ngayon, I'm appealing to you with all the energy that you have, that's one thing that can be used for God. Then, let's come to the second deception. It goes something like this. Sinasabi nila, well, youthful sinfulness may even make one better in his mature years as a Christian. Parang sinasabi nila rito, kapag mamuhay sa kasalanan ngayon, well, they may not put it that way, but sabi nila, they live in the indulgence of youth, and when mature years come, there is more experience for that person. And when he speaks about sin, he speaks from experience of his youth. Eh, hindi ba mas well-rounded yung ganyang tao kesa yung taong mula kabataan ay nasa Panginoon na siya? Hindi siya talaga nakaranas ng buhay ng pagkakasala. Hindi siya nakaranas ng buhay na yung ordinaryong kabuhayan ng mga kabataan. And so, they would say, hindi siya as well-rounded. And when he speaks, he cannot speak to the real life and concerns of young people. And maaaring mag-apila din sa there have been cases of such sinful youths who became useful in later years. One may think of Augustine, who lived a life of immorality, and yet, when God finally called him, he's a towering figure in Christian history. So pwedeng umapila yung mga kabataan sa ganung punto na halimbawa mamuhay ako sa pagkariwara sa aking kabataan at maging mananampalataya later in years, the very sinfulness of my youth may even be a means in God's sovereignty to make it give me a well-rounded experience in my mature years. Well, una, sabihin natin na there is a challenge of abounding grace to those who are contrite about their sin. Yung pangako ng masaganang biyaya kahit sa nagkasala, yung pangako yun ay para doon sa nababagbag sa kanilang kasalanan. Mag-ingat tayo diyan. Yes, the Bible says, Romans 5:20, where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. 1 Timothy 1:15, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners of whom I am the chief. So God's grace is for the chiefest of sinners. Alam natin yung sa prodigal son parable, how from the life of terrible sinfulness, the prodigal son came back to his father and he was welcomed. And today we use that as a story of amazing grace. That God accepts even the worst of sinners. And that's a blessed truth. Totoong napakagandang katotohanan yan. We are saying that there is no sinner too bad for the grace of God to renew. I'm even saying that to any one of you, sino man sa inyo na maaring may ramdam na bigat ng iyong pagkakasala, maaring iniisip mo, grabe na yung aking pinagdaanan, walang napakagrabe na hindi kayang baguhin at linisin ang biyaya ng Diyos, yan ang apila ng Ebanghelyo sa sino man sa inyo. Ngunit, eto ang babala. Kapag gamitin natin yan, yung masaganang biyaya ng Diyos sa makatwid, magkakasala muna ako, at aasahan ko later yung masaganang biyaya ng Diyos, ang tawag po riyan ay presumption. Presumption, pangangahas, walang pakundangan na ginagamit yung salita ng Diyos, yung doktrina para sa pagkakasala. That's the sin of presumption, assuming later grace on present indulgence. Romans 6:1, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? And Paul's reaction is only one of horror. God forbid. You would not even reason out with that. Yung magpadami tayo ng kasalanan para sumagana ang biyaya. Huwag tayong gumawa ng ganyang pagdadahilan. So let us avoid that. Then the final deception ay yung nagsasabi, well, youthful discipleship may prove immature and vulnerable to pressure. Kapag ako'y naging alagad na ngayon, sa kabataan ko, eh parang napakaaga, baka maging immature lamang. At yung immature discipleship na yan, kapag ako'y nahulog, mahirap nang bumalik. Mas mabuti pa yung later na, mas hindi na mahuhulog kaysa kabataan, mahulog, hirap nang bumalik. So ganun ang kanilang pag-aakala. In fact, there have been cases of youthful Christians who then relapsed into worldliness. One thinks of a young person who grew up in a Baptist church in Memphis, Tennessee. Member of a choir. Sino? Elvis Presley. And later, became worldly. And yet, the Baptist background remained with him. Alam nyo ba sa, anong tawag sa music award? Emmy ba? Tony's? Grammy. Elvis Presley only had 2 Grammy Awards. Eh, napakagaling niya, but just 2 Grammy Awards on 2 songs. How Great Thou Art, yung ginawit natin kanina in its English version, and He Touched Me. Both Christian songs. Doon siya in award. So the point is, well, here was a man who had a Baptist background yet grew worldly, and even though na-retain yung some Baptist influence yet, until his tragic death, he did not come back to the Christian faith. So yan ang pangamba ng iba na pag maagang masyado akong naging mananampalataya at naging alagad, eh baka mag-relapse lang, bumagsak ako, hindi na ako makabalik. Well, again, to that fear, I will only offer the teaching of the scriptures, which is that of the preserving grace of God. It attends all those who persevere in faith. It's based on God's preservation. Kung hindi na natili, it's because there was no faith in the first place. I mean, no genuine faith. But if it is genuine faith, what did Jesus say? John 10:27, my Father is greater than all. And no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. So yan ang pinagbatayan. Walang mas dakila sa Ama. At kung kayo nasa kamay ng Ama, walang dahilan para kayo maagaw ng kaaway. Remember that there is pressure at any stage of life. Huwag mong isipin na when you're in your mature years, wala nang pressure to fall. There will always be pressure at every stage of life. When did Solomon fall? Sinabi nang siya ay nasa katandaan, at his old age. However, there is a special wholesomeness in a commitment that started from youth. May napaka kaaya-aya sa isang Christian commitment na nagsimula ng kabataan. Ito ang commendation ni Paul kay Timothy, that from childhood, you have known the Holy Scriptures. Mula pa nung kabataan, ay alam mo na ang kasulatan. Natutuhan pa raw niya sa kanyang lola, sa kanyang nanay. And there is something specially commendable about that. And discipleship from youth, in fact, has more time and opportunity for growth and service. So from the sin of procrastination and sin of presumption, binabalaan natin ang sarili natin ng sin of what I call profanation. Well, profanation does not simply mean profanities. It means making profane what is sacred. It is expecting evil to overcome the holy, and we should not have that mentality. Na para bang napakalakas ng kasamaan kapag ikaw ay nasa kabanalan ngayon, ay dadaigin ka ng kasamaan. Ang sabi sa James 4:7, resist the devil. Submit yourselves to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Romans 12:21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So huwag kang matakot sa mga kasamaan ng buhay, na para bang pag maaga kang naging alagad ngayon, bibigay at bibigay ka. Hindi. Don't let that deceive you. And I'm appealing to you now by way of two final reminders how temporary the stage of youthfulness is. First, remember the concerns of mature responsibilities may overwhelm early convictions. Ngayon nasa kabataan ka with more freedom, with more independence, and you wait for mature years without realizing when those mature years come and you're overwhelmed by responsibilities, family, and other things. The early convictions that once were aglow in your life will be easily overwhelmed. Yun ang nakakatakot. Yun ang kinakatakot naming inyong mga magulang, ay yung mga paniniwala at paninindigang maningas sa panahon ng iyong kabataan pag ikaw ay naghintay at dumating na mga trabaho, when you have to meet deadlines, when you have to support a family and so many other responsibilities, those early convictions will be overwhelmed. Yan ang point ni Paul about when you get married and you begin to think about the concerns of the family, and it overwhelms early convictions. And secondly, by way of reminder, the common lot of frail humanity does not accept the youthful stage. Ibig sabihin, yung mga karaniwang sa mga tao, huwag nyo isipin na exempted ang kabataan. This was the complaint of Psalm 88 and verse 15. I have been afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. I suffer your terrors. I am distraught. So in other words, huwag mong isipin na ma-exempt ka sa iyong kabataan, sa mga bagay na ito. It is better to know in your youth the grace of God, the preserving power of God, even while you face the realities, horrors, and the evils of life. It's a common lot of all. And it can, for some of you perhaps already, is besetting you, even in your youth. So my final appeal to you is, young man, young woman, time is running out on you. It's catching up. The time is now. Any question? Anything you'd like to clarify? Any thoughts? Testimonies you want to share? I'd love to hear testimonies from our youth. And not only from our youth, but those who were once youth and still youthful in your feeling. Anong inyong ibabahagi o maitatanong? Anyone? Myla.
Pastor, naalala ko lang dito sa reminder mo number one. Pag nag-uusap kasi kami ni Glenn tungkol sa pagpapalaki namin sa mga bata, kasi mahirap mag-alaga, magpalaki at magturo at magdisiplina ng mga anak, lalo na kung anim. Na-overwhelm ako, sinasabi ko sa kanya, salamat na lang at tayo Kristiyano at hindi basta Kristiyano. Ibig sabihin, meron tayong magandang pagtuturo sa church tungkol sa family life, sa pagpapalaki ng mga bata. Kasi otherwise, hindi ko alam kung nasaan na kami o anong ginagawa namin sa mga bata. Kahit may problema at mahirap, alam mo kung anong direksyon ang dapat mong puntahan. So in that sense, pasalamat ko rin namin na nakilala namin ang Panginoon ng maaga. Kasi kung pumasok kami sa tinatawag nilang magulo, na wala kaming armas, walang knowledge ng word ng God, kasama na kami ng maraming mga magulang na nangangapa sa dilim. So sana yung ibang mga bata na nasa age na parang gusto nila magkaroon ng family, that's good. Pero sana ay huwag niyong isang tabi ang tawag ng Panginoon na lubusan niyo silang makilala at sundin ang kanyang word.
Okay, it's a very good point. Sa mga magulang dito na nararamdaman na yung overwhelming responsibilities and concerns of a family life. But it's a good thing na naturuan tayo ng salita ng Diyos kung paano mag-alaga, paano magpalaki ng mga bata, magturo. It's a immeasurable blessing to be so taught, even as pasan na natin yung mga responsibilidad na yon. At kayong mga bata na lumaki sa ganung pamilya na mayroong pagtuturo ng salita ng Diyos at pagsasanay ng ayon sa salita ng Diyos, again, that is an immeasurable privilege on your part. Madalas ko rin mabanggit, minsan naiisip siguro ng mga bata, ng mga kabataan, yung mga counterparts ninyo na walang Christian instruction or restraint, discipline in the home, they can do what they want and they seem to be very happy and free. You don't realize what a blessing it is na lumaki kayo sa pagsasanay, pagtuturo at pagpipigil sa isang sangbahayang Kristiyano na wala yung pagpapariwara sa mga hindi Kristiyanong sangbahayan. So it's now make use of that opportunity. Tina.
Pastor, gusto ko din po i-share yung dun po sa reminder niyo po na the concerns of mature responsibilities may overwhelm early convictions. Kasi po talagang parang dun pong kabataan pa po namin. Kasi po, bali, na-involved po ako sa church ng 16 years old. 17, 18. So yun po yung talagang pag may Bible studies, kasama ka, na-enjoy ko po talaga yung pag may mga pupuntahan na Christian activities, nandun ka. Pag may iba Bible study kayo, nandun ka. Pag mag-share kayo ng gospel sa community, kasama ka. Yung kahit na kasabay ng pag-aaral, nagagawa po kasi nandun pa rin yung lahat ng lakas mo, lahat ng gusto mong ibuhos na paglilingkod sa Panginoon. Kung dalaga pa, kung binata, yung wala pong oras na iisipin mo na uuwi ka, hindi po kagaya ngayon na pag meron na pong pamilya, talaga pong uunahin mo muna yung concerns ng family mo, kahit na gusto mo pa na i-extend yung sarili mo dun sa mga bagay na mabuti naman po at saka para din sa Panginoon. Pero ano, parang hindi mo na po kayang maibalik yung noon na sana magagawa mo pa. Yung sa youth po, talagang marami pa po silang pagkakataon para gawin po yung mga bagay na yon habang maaga pa, habang bata pa sila, na wala pa silang ganung overwhelming responsibilities. So sana po wag nilang sayangin yung pagkakataon na habang bata pa sila. Wag nilang hintayin na yun nga po, masayang po yung panahon. So dapat po sana yung pong mga kabataan natin dito, lumapit na sila sa Panginoon at ibigay na po yung kanilang buhay, yung lakas nila habang maaga pa.
Okay, thank you, Tina. The bygone days, yung panahon na ang dami natin nagagawa dahil kaya natin, kaya ng katawan, kaya ng lakas, at kaya ng time. We had the time, we had the strength and energy, which we don't have today in terms ng overwhelming responsibilities. Kaya yun sinasabi ni Tina na nagagawa namin noon na hindi na pwede ngayon. Pero kayong mga kabataan, pwede ngayon. Huwag niyong sayangin and take the opportunity now so that there is so much that you can do for the Lord, which is enjoyable, something that you will enjoy. Pero ngayon ay hindi nakakayanin dahil sa occupied and less energy. We have to accept that fact. May written question. Sige, pakibasa.
Mula sa mga kabataan, isang kabataan po, baka para clarification lang po siguro. Ano po ba raw, what are the early convictions? Mukhang na-miss po yata, baka kailangan pa rin na examples.
Early convictions ay including beliefs as well as yung mga teachings na tinanggap mo. And pag inantala mo yung pagtugon, yung response sa early convictions na yon, mature years may mean they wane, not you give them up totally, but they are no longer that weighty as far as you're concerned. Halimbawa, naniniwala ka sa the Bible is the Word of God at an early stage, precious sa'yo yung bagay na yon, you would read it, you would search answers from it. And then, pagdating ng mga more mature years, hindi mo naman ginive up na the Bible is the Word of God, pero wala nang impact, wala nang weight. It's a weightless truth. So yun ang point ko ng your early convictions may be overwhelmed when you wait for the mature years. Sa halip na kumilos ka na ngayon. Ike.
To put it regarding sa point number two, yung youthful sinfulness may even make one better in his mature years as a Christian. Actually, I am not aware of this thing ever since, especially nung bata ko, no? Kasi during my college years, I was very active, no? I was a frat man, very athletic, everything. Tama yun, I indulged in almost everything. I was a drunkard, talagang even sa Rumble, hindi ko inaayawan yan, no? Yeah, totoo yan, hindi ko kinahihiya yung background ko. And when I became a Christian, because we have a Christian brother. Ito yung nabanggit ko dito kay Pastor, na pastor din ngayon. He joins us always, he never drinks, but I never heard any gospel from him. So, hindi mo talaga maano na Kristiyano siya. Kasi hindi mo ma-distinguish bagamat sinasabi niya na hindi siya umiinom. But the thing there is, yun nga, I was very notorious during finals until right now, my name still reverberates in the fraternity because how I used to paddle. And during homecomings, they invite me na, sige, si Ike, pahatawin natin. Pero I decline. So, remembering all those things, sabi nga sa akin ni Mayan, pa, how do you see yourself right now? Sabi ko nga, nangyari yung mga bagay na yun, I believe niloob ng Panginoon. Bagamat hindi yung niloob na, sige, magkasala ka. But the thing there is, what I saw there was, the goodness of God na hindi ako pinalayo, di ba? I was still within the bounds na in due time, tatawagin din ako ng Panginoon. Sabi nga nung brad kong pastor na yon, sabi nga kay Mayan, isang pitik na lang butike, impyerno na yan si Ike. Ganun ang kanyang comment. But the thing there is, when I became a Christian, that really exposed to me, yung mga ginagawa ko noon, I regret. Ano? Pero you cannot cry over them. Meaning, not sulk in one corner na hindi mo naman ginusto yun eh. Kasi in your youthful years, many things, lalo na tayo mga bata, no? Talagang masyado kayong energetic na sa tingin nyo tama gagawin nyo. But at this point, wherein I believe the generation right now and the future generation will become more perverse, you are blessed to be reminded of all these things. In your youthful years right now, you really have to start really getting closer to God. Kami, until right now, hanggang ngayon, I never get tired of reminding my kids. Hindi ko naman nakikita sila 24 hours a day. They would be exposed to a lot of things. And kung hindi itong mga anak ko in the future would really have a personal acceptance sa Panginoon, hindi ko alam. Pero we continue to remind them. And hearing all these teachings, it's really a blessing.
Okay, thank you. It's a good thing na you used the word regret, and that's something that I want to stress. Yung sinasabing, live a sinful life now, you become better in your mature years. No, when you go to your mature years, you only look with regret to your sinful life. It's not something you can be thankful about. You only look back at it with regret. Kaya I was also a frat man in my college years. And it's a good thing we did not cross paths. Natatakbo ako sa ganyang laki. But yes, those sinful stage is not, even if in the sovereignty of God gamitin yun to make us more well-rounded, so to speak, yet we only look back at that with regret. Yan ang masasabi ng mga adults na dumaan sa ganyan. Nor.
Mas naalala ko yung mga cases natin noong 1980s na mayroong mga nag-apply na for membership. Mga bata ito mga 19 years old na halos kasabayan namin noon. Na-interview na, pasado na. All fundamentals of faith, even yung manifestation of grace, nandun din sa kanila. Pero nung i-interviewin na, parang umurong at sabi doon ng pamilya o ng tatay nanay, ayaw nila, hindi pa pwede. So hindi sila naalala ko yung mga ganong cases. Yung paninindigan mo noong una o yung pananampalataya mo noong una, kasi na-meet ko na sila ngayon yung ibang mga tao na yon, and successful na sila sa buhay nila. Pero hindi sila naging talagang Kristiyano. So yung sa tingin ko, pivotal point yung pangyayari na yon na they passed the chance. I mean, what you call it, a chance, or the offer of grace of God, na ganyan. And binabalikan ko, hindi sila kagaya ng mga naging members na proteksyonan in some ways ng biyaya ng iglesia at ng Panginoon. And I'm still hoping na sila ay magiging Kristiyano, pero magpipimtis na kami, mukhang hindi pa rin nagre-respond. So I don't know how to explain that, but then maaaring may katotohanan, makikita natin ang mga katotohanan na kailangan nating aksyonan agad ang tawag ng Panginoon.
Okay, thank you, Nor. It's a good thing that you referred to those people in the 80s, and I could remember them. They were so close, and just perhaps another step, and they did not take that step. And now, yan ang point ko na they had their early convictions, they did not act on them, or perhaps at the last minute, decided to turn back. And now, where are they? Far away from God. Maybe living their lives, but far away from God. And I told you of someone a few weeks ago who even committed suicide, who was so close. Even, in fact, made some decision but failed to act on that. So, ngayon kayo narito, talagang yun ang I can sense yung opportunity that may come and go. And who knows where you would be 5-10 years from now. Other thoughts?
Joe. Basta magko-comment lang ako dun sa last week saka ngayon din yung introduction niyo tungkol dun sa yun nga yung mga kabataan ngayon may maraming freebies, privileges. Kasi parang nakikita ko na parang nagsa-self-pity tayo minsan na young ones sa panatayong ba na wala tayong ganong laptop, wala tayong iPod. Ako noon, sinasabi ko sa anak ko na meron akong, ako gumagawa ko ng sarili kong laruan, yung mga from milk cans, gumagawa ko ng jeepney, tapos may tansan lang yung kanyang pinagka-tire. Parang isip, ikukumpara ko yung kabataan ko doon, parang sasabihin ko na kahit ganun yung mga laruan namin, we were happy. We were creative, we were happy, we were contented. Kaya given na i-rewrite uli yung buhay ko, I will still live that kind of life. Kaya pinapakita na kahit marami silang previous ngayon, alam ko marami sa kanila hindi masaya.